goes to Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, Mullin, M like Mary, U-L-L-I-N, P, or it's F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax is 810-275-0307 regarding Norma, last name Crawford, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D, date of birth July 2nd, 1944. Dear Miss Mullin, this is a consultation for Mrs. Crawford, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine for about the last year. She did have a recent increase in creatinine March 2nd of this year, and then when the level was rechecked 2 weeks later, it was back to her baseline. The patient does have a long history of heart disease. She had severe aortic stenosis and required a TAVR, all caps, T like Tom, A, V like Victor, R, and that was in 2016. She has coronary artery disease and had stent placement after cardiac catheterization. She is not currently anticoagulated. She's had severe dizziness and frequent falls, and she is ambulating with a cane today, and her husband is driving her. She complains of severe fatigue and ongoing dizziness. She actually fell asleep while waiting for us to come in the room to check her today. She has had diabetes for at least 25 years, and she's insulin dependent. She states that her blood sugars are well controlled. She does have a history of left breast carcinoma, and that did require chemotherapy. She had a daughter who actually died from this very same aggressive form of breast carcinoma. And the patient had a left mastectomy also. And she does have chronic atrial fibrillation, and her cardiologist is Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Her last visit with him was April 11th of this year. She currently denies chest pain or palpitations. She has dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No edema. No weight gain or loss recently. No cloudiness or blood visualized in urine. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, left breast carcinoma requiring chemotherapy for 9 months, chronic atrial fibrillation. She had a myocardial infarction back in January of 2000, irritable bowel syndrome, osteopenia, chronic neuropathy of the lower extremities following chemotherapy, and dizziness and vertigo, and history of recurrent UTIs. Past surgical history, she had a TAVR, T-A-V-R, in 2016. She had cardiac catheterization and stent placement. She had a left mastectomy, cholecystectomy, colonoscopy, bilateral total knee replacements. Social history, the patient is married and lives with her husband. She is retired. She's a non-smoker. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease, hypertension, stroke, her daughter deceased from breast carcinoma, thyroid disease. Physical exam. No, actually, drug allergies. She has no known drug allergies. Medications, she's on carvedilol, 12.5 milligram twice a day. Tramadol is 50 milligram three times a day as needed. Lisinopril, 2.5 milligram daily. Lantus, 38 units at bedtime. No, twice a day, 38 units twice a day. Meclizine is 25 milligram three times a day for chronic dizziness. Amiodarone, 100 milligram once daily. Vesicare, 10 milligram daily. Crestor, 40 milligram daily. Novel in 70-30, 11 units in the morning and 12 units at noon and 14 units in the evening. Farxiga, that's a relatively new medication, 10 milligram once a day. Lasix, 40 milligram daily. Aspirin, 325 milligram daily. Nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligram as needed for chest pain. And Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, 20 milligram once daily. Physical examination, her height is 61.5 inches, weight 189 pounds, pulse 34 apically and 42 radially. And blood pressure's sitting, right arm is 138 over 40. Standing was 122 over 40. And she was slightly unsteady while standing for that blood pressure reading. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. No carotid bruises. Heart is very bradycardic and irregularly irregular. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, she does have chronic edema of the lower extremities, 1 to 2 plus bilaterally. And labs, most recent lab studies were done March 17th of 2023. Creatinine was back to baseline 1.3, calcium 8.6, electrolytes are normal, albumin 4.0. 0.132, 2023, the creatinine had increased to 1.9, and she had microalbuminuria at that time with the microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 141. Previous levels were all normal. And January 4th, 2023, creatinine 1.1. Normal electrolytes, microalbumin to creatinine ratio actually slightly elevated at 33. 10-14-2022, creatinine 1.1, hemoglobin A1C is 6.8. 5-16 of 2022, creatinine 1.2, GFR 44, proBNP is 793. She had a urinalysis of 1 plus blood and 1 plus protein, and rare bacteria were noted. Assessment and plan, currently stage 3A chronic kidney disease, and she has returned to baseline. However, we're most concerned about her current state of bradycardia and symptomatic with dizziness and severe fatigue. So her husband requested to take her directly to the McLaren Emergency Department in Mount Pleasant. We did notify her cardiologist's office as well as the emergency room that she would be coming for further evaluation and lab studies to be done now. She also has microscopic proteinuria, which we will continue to monitor. After her heart has been stabilized, either through medication changes or possibly the patient may need a pacemaker, we will continue having lab studies done every 3 months. A lab order was faxed to McLaren, and we'll have a follow-up visit with the patient in the Mount Pleasant office in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.